In 1909, it became mandatory under the Motor Traffic Act to affix registration number plates to one's car. Since then, number plates have been used as the form of identification for cars. John Thoggerson gives us an insight into the history of the early plates and the value that they have accrued over time.
The number plates from 1 to 12 were issued to government agencies. The number plate 10 was issued in 1910 to the New South Wales Fire Brigade. They still have the number plate 10. And from everything that we've been able to research through the Number Plate Collectors Club and myself, we believe that that is the longest running number plate on issue to any single organisation anywhere in the world. Number one went to the police department. We're not quite sure when it was passed from the police department, but it's been in the one family name for many, many years. And of course it's quite valuable, it would be worth $500,000, the plate alone.
Since the early 1980s, there have been a number of number plate auctions held. These events are well attended by enthusiasts and raise quite a bit of revenue for the RTA as well.
People were trading in them illegally by attaching them to an old bomb of a car and then selling the old bomb for thousands of dollars over its value because the person wanted to get the number plate. So on the if you can't boo them, let's join them, we started auctioning the plates. But it's very interesting with the combination of characters on plates. Like, 8's very good, whereas 4 is very bad, unless it's a transitional number. 4 means death, 8's luck and wealth. So if the number plate 248 was being sold, that's good, because 2 means created, or something like created. 4 means you die, but 8 means you come back wealthy. So there's different connotations placed on the numerals themselves. So where the plate number 1's worth probably $500,000, the number plate 8's probably worth the same. 7's, of course, 777, 007. Everybody wants to be James Bond. Any number's the same, like 111, 222, anything like that, or if it's 4 numbers, all the same. Just things that look good, aesthetically pleasing.
Because number plates are the main identifiers of car registration, they are distributed with great care. Records are kept of each plate that is manufactured. Equally, the disposal of redundant number plates is a very important business, as Barry Booth recalls.
The old number plates used to be destroyed in various different ways. When I first started, there was 2 ways. They used to either dump them in the harbour. Eventually we went to doing them by putting them in drums and sealing the drums up. And we used to have one of my blokes that would go out with a truck from Sims's. They'd take about 30 a week. And they'd take them out and they'd crush them up the size of a brick and send them down to Port Kembla and melt them down for steel. I think it was more secure. We knew the plates were being destroyed. Before that, we were just cutting them up with a blade type thing. But that didn't prove real successful.
Were there any incidents of plates reappearing?
Only when they were going on the tip, because kids used to put them on their wheelbarrows and billy cats and all that sort.